A school district fundraiser to help a Port Coquitlam elementary recover after a suspected arson last month has brought in more than $83,000. Sean Silverstone, executive director of the School District 43, SD 43, Foundation told the Tri-City News yesterday, November 21, that 100% of the money raised will be donated to the school after the building burned down early on October 14. However, it's not known at this time how and when the cash will be distributed, he said. It's a testament to the community to how it came together, Silverstone said, noting the online fund remains open to collect financial donations. Meanwhile, the city of Port Coquitlam continues to sort through the school supplies it gathered from the public at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, Hyde Creek Recreation Center and City Hall last month. It's unknown when the teachers and students will receive those materials, a city spokesperson told the Tri-City News. As well, a GoFundMe site set up by Leah Michelle, a teacher and parent in Poco, brought in nearly $15,500 for the Hazel Trembeth Parent Advisory Council. Ali Tutian, a math teacher at Glen Eagle Secondary in Coquitlam, also generated money for South Dakota 43 on behalf of the Farhangian Educator Association. Funds came in from the Coquitlam Teachers Association, which hosted a t-shirt drive with the words, Proud Teacher, and Proud to Support Teachers. And businesses like Patina Brewing and Eden West Gourmet also contributed to the cause. Coquitlam Mounties continue to investigate the arson. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Coquitlam RCMP at 604-945-1550 and quote file number 2023-27725.